Texte numéro 7. Amen, an endangered species. In 2009, in a beach town in Virginia, where my family had been vacationing for several years, I noticed something curious. Every time I ventured to the supermarket, say, or the ice cream store, I almost never saw any men. But as I spent time researching the subject, I began to understand that something seismic had shifted in the economy and the culture, and that both sexes were going to have to adjust to an entirely new way of working and living, and even falling in love. The new story was that women, for the first time in history, had in many ways surpassed men. In the recession, 3/4 of the 7.5 million jobs lost were lost by men. The worst-hit industries were overwhelmingly male: construction, manufacturing, high finance. The recession revealed a profound economic shift that has been going on for at least 30 years. In 2009, the balance of the workforce tipped toward women, who continue to occupy around half of the nation's jobs. Women worldwide dominate colleges and professional schools. Of the 15 job categories projected to grow the most in the United States over the next decade, 12 are occupied primarily by women. Our vast and struggling middle class is slowly turning into a matriarchy, with men increasingly absent from the workforce and from home, as women make all the decisions. In the past, men derived their advantage largely from size and strength, but the post-industrial economy is indifferent to brawn. A service and information economy rewards the opposite qualities, the ones that can't be easily replaced by a machine. These attributes, social intelligence, open communication, the ability to sit still and focus, seem to come easily to women. Now, a much more radical shift seems to have come about. Women are not just catching up anymore. They are becoming the standard by which success is measured. "Why can't you be more like your sister?" is a phrase that resonates with many parents of school-aged children. As parents imagine the pride of watching a child succeed as an adult, it is more often a girl than a boy that they see in their mind's eye. To a certain extent, women also pay a high price for this. Among the college-educated class, ambivalence comes in the form of excess choice. Educated women take their time finding their perfect partner, seeking out creative, rewarding jobs, and then come home and parent their children with homeschooling intensity. Their lives are rich with possibilities their mothers never dreamed of. And yet, in most surveys, women these days are not more likely to rate themselves happier than women did in the 1970s. Adapted from The Observer, September 2012.